Amazing Journeys, Following in History's Footsteps by Ian Young. Copyright 2004 by Red Brick Learning. Introduction. Repeating History. What was it like to be the first person to sail around the world, or the first to climb the world's highest mountain? Some people have done more than think about such amazing journeys. Some have followed in the footsteps of the great explorers who made them. Honoring the explorers. World history contains many tales of epic journeys. We like to read about the great explorers. We like to try and imagine their journeys, what they did, and what they saw. We also honor the courage of these people. There are many ways to do this. We can pass the stories down to our children. We can try and learn more about these explorers. We can even try to repeat what they did. This book tells the stories of five such amazing journeys. It also tells how each one has been recalled and honored. What journeys do you think you will find here? Chapter 1. Marco Polo. Marco Polo traveled far beyond his home in Italy. He visited a mighty empire in the East. Or did he? Even today, people wonder if Polo told the truth about what he saw. Read on and see what you think. Journey to the East. The 13th century was very different from our world today. People in Europe knew little about China and the other countries in Asia. Miles of high mountains and hot deserts lay between them. In 1271, Marco Polo left Venice, Italy, for China.